What is emotional resilience and why is it important? Emotional resilience is also known as emotional intelligence and emotional intimacy. But before we get into understanding what it is, first you must understand the basics, which is understanding what emotions are. Emotions are energy in motion. At its simplest description, an emotion is an impulse to act. Emotions are naturally occurring and exist in the body. They are fleeting, and the only reason we ever get stuck in a mood is because we get stuck in our heads and disconnect from our bodies. Robert Masters, in his book Emotional Intimacy, describes our emotions as ever-changing wonders, bringing together physiology, feeling, cognition, and conditioning to allow us to connect and communicate in more ways than we can imagine. In Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman, he describes emotional resilience as a way of understanding the emotions of both ourselves and others and learning to control these emotions so that you can choose what you say and what you do in order to engender the outcome that you would like to see. Emotional resilience is about awareness, responsiveness, intimacy, and responsibility. It's not agreeableness. It is not optimism. It's not happiness. It's not calmness. It's not motivation. Though these qualities are important, they actually have little to do with actual emotional intelligence. Our emotional intelligence and resilience is determined by how strong the links are between our frontal lobe, which is the logical part of our brain, and our limbic system, which is the emotional part of our brain. We need these two parts of our brain to talk to each other rather than one side dominating over the other all of the time. If we have too much logic without enough emotion, we become very robotic and shut down. We can lack empathy, and our ability to understand and relate to others and ourselves is limited. If we have too much emotional brain, we can be impulsive and overreact and act immaturely and become very, very sensitive. Any bad habits or addictions that we develop is to block out particular emotions or enhance certain emotions. The one thing bound to trip you up in life is your ability to deal with and control your emotions. So emotional intelligence and resilience matters a lot. However, in society, we place a lot of emphasis on intellectual intelligence and logic and have massively undervalued and overlooked emotional intelligence. In fact, emotional intelligence has been shown to directly correlate with success. Forbes magazine recently quoted research conducted by Travis Bradbury, the author of Emotional Intelligence 2.0 and co-founder of TalentSmart. What they found is that 90% of top performers have high emotional intelligence. They also showed that while it is possible to have success without high emotional intelligence, it's highly unlikely. The link between emotional intelligence and financial success is so strong that it has been shown that for every extra emotional intelligence point that we have, our expected earnings increase by US$1,300. Bradbury and his team went further and they took it globally, and they found that regardless of the country, the people, the job, or the industry, this statistic held true worldwide, and researchers were unable to find a job or industry or country where a person's emotional intelligence was not directly linked to their performance, their outcomes, and consequently, their pay. Emotional intelligence is also directly linked to relationship success, and the quality of our close personal relationships is a huge contributor to our overall success and happiness in life. This doubles down on the argument to support how critical emotional intelligence and resilience is in our lives. In addition, recent research from the University of California suggests that maintaining a good emotional balance is crucial to avoiding severe mental health issues, particularly later in life. The findings show that negative reactions to the most minor emotional experiences on a day-to-day basis can take a toll on long-term psychological well-being. Some of the characteristics of someone with higher emotional intelligence include, but are not limited to, decision-making, time management, ability to deal with stress, assertiveness, accountability, ability to manage self, ability to read other people in situations socially, flexibility, self-respect and self-worth, communication skills, conflict management, teamwork and collaboration, emotional self-awareness, self-confidence, empathy, service orientation, ability to access other people's successful strategies and model them, and an ability to delay gratification. You can see just how desirable and beneficial all of these qualities are. If you find you're lacking in any of them, it's time to put more of your attention into growing your emotional intelligence and resilience. Before you pronounce how you're not that kind of person and this is just the way you are, I'll always be like this, know that your emotional intelligence is not a fixed number. Thanks to neuroplasticity, anyone at any age can develop and increase their emotional intelligence. It just takes commitment and a consistent effort to do the work to improve your stretch areas. Take stock of where you are currently with your emotional intimacy and resilience. The following is a list of indicators of emotional resilience. Next to each one, answer yes or no in agreement and go with what you do most consistently overall. So, for example, if you feel comfortable with feeling your emotions without self-consciousness most of the time, then you would write yes next to this dot point in agreement. You have a worksheet you can download to complete this activity. Invite appreciation for recognizing where you are now as you do this activity. Acknowledge what you do quite well already and identify what is a stretch. Bring curiosity for the stretches and the changes that you can make to them when you start working on them consciously. Are you willing and ready to make a commitment to improving these areas where you're not so strong at? Because how willing and committed you are will shape how much you get out of this program.